a little sequel I wrote. It's called The Lost Angel. It's a little poem that I had a lot of fun with. I wrote it very easily, and I liked it. I liked the way it moved. I don't know if I like anything else about it, but I loved the way I got it to move. And I was very pleased because it moved so well. And I sent it to the New Yorker, which is a magazine in which I publish quite frequently and which I hate. But I'm an American. I love money. And I hate it because it's such a snobby. I mean, you know, I have the feeling if I ever walked into the pages of the New Yorker, it would just all turn, the lights would go out, you know. And I would hear a voice say, get him off the page, you know. You know, he's too short, he's too clumsy, you know, he's got the wrong accent, he doesn't dress right, he's just not right, get him off the page. And I would wake up, you know, in, Ring or Motorcycle Digest. almost any other magazine except Screen, but never in the New Yorker. And anyway, I sent them this poem. They wanted me to change the ending. They said, get the last stanza off, and we'll publish it. And I didn't do it. It's one of the few times in my life I was ever sort of stubborn for the right reasons. I was talking to somebody the other day about, I had this long poem. My wife and I were in Spain living, and we wanted to go to Italy, and we didn't have enough money. So I had this long poem, and I sent it to the New Yorker. There was an outhouse in the first stanza. And they wrote back and said, we really like this poem, but we don't like the outhouse. They said, there are no outhouses in the New Yorker. And I thought about that for a long time. Well, I thought about all the ads in the magazine for wine and whiskey and cheese and good restaurants. And I thought about how perfectly willing they were to initiate a process that they were unwilling to see to its fruition. I thought, that's a sick goddamn magazine. I bet everybody on Wall Street reads it. That's why the country is so fucked up. Why capitalists are so mean. Because there are no outhouses on Wall Street. Let me read a little. This poem is so innocent that when I return to it with all that, it just sort of quakes. It's just about a little angel coming to the door. The speaker in a poem doesn't. The speaker's me and the New Yorker. And we don't expect angels, and we ain't going to have them. The lost angel. Four little children in winged costumes. It has something to do with raising money. Children are hungry, the one says, the one who can talk. And they go down the drive in the driving rain. And there's no car to collect them, no one waiting, and the bills and coins spill from his trailing hand and float like pieces of light. Wait, wait, I yell and run to gather what I can, and he turns, the one who can talk, holding his empty fists as offerings. Two shaking hammers, and gives me back my life.